This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got a loaded Sunday broadcast coming up for you today on The Alex Jones Show. A lot of news breaking, video clips coming up. And we'll start with an interview done with an illegal immigrant at the southern border, where you now have Border Patrol officials begging the Biden administration, please do something about this. Of course, the irony is what they're doing out of the White House, out of Washington, D.C., is actually opening the border. They're causing it. And, of course, anybody with any common sense or understanding of the issues knows that this is done, and a deeper understanding knows it's done by design. But here's the interview where an illegal immigrant admits the only reason they came, the only reason all these illegal immigrants came to cross the southern border, was because of Joe Biden. Here is that clip.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had the chance, you know, the same violence that is going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news, and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically.
So where's your insurrection? Your insurrection is in the White House currently, with a wide open southern border. Gas prices and energy prices skyrocketing. Foreign adversaries like China looking at the United States of America and our current presidential administration as a laughing stock. Crime wave after crime wave. Instigated and motivated by Democrat Party politics. Like what we see in Portland, Oregon, almost every night. And now, it's reaching a fever pitch. It doesn't seem to be politically motivated, but in Miami, they've now declared a state of emergency over the spring break crowds. Yeah, it's pretty wild out there in Miami. So we're going to have video of that coming up as well. We've got some political news. The Democrats want to end the filibuster, and the Democrats have all this legislation planned that they just want to ram through, and that's why they want to get rid of the filibuster, so they can do as much in as little time as possible without having to worry about people like Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley or others holding the floor in a filibuster so that this legislation like quote-unquote voting rights, which will just allow Democrats more avenues to cheat. There already are voting rights. If you ask the Democrat to explain what voting rights are there that aren't, they wouldn't be able to explain that to you. They do go down the same path. Oh, it's racist here. Oh, a black person doesn't know how to use the internet there. Oh, you know, Latinos can't even get a driver's license. Nobody actually believes that. It's totally untrue, but that's why they want to get rid of the filibuster. You have a federal judge who has just came out and made shocking but obviously true statements. Federal judge, D.C. Circuit Judge Lawrence Silberman. The headline from the Epoch Times, federal judge alleges Democrats are close to controlling all major news outlets. He was a famous judge as part of the key decision in the New York Times v. Sullivan case. But he says that this is now a threat to American democracy. And so we'll have the direct quotes from him coming up, as well as some of the latest COVID world government news. Yeah, they're admitting that the mandatory vaccines are against the Nuremberg Code. yeah, they're admitting that they inflated the COVID numbers to fake all this whole pandemic to bring it out. And yeah, doctors and peers are now admitting this. But it doesn't matter. They're going to force you to take that shot. Now they have robot doctors because the doctors aren't even good enough.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99. But reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN to check out, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Well, you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play.
Gentlemen, it is Sunday, March 21st, 2021. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Sawyer sitting in for Alex today. And we have an invasion at our southern border. It's happening right now. We had a wall that was being constructed to try and curtail this. Unfortunately, the current White House administration is uninterested. And in fact, they stopped. They halted production of that wall, leaving massive gaps, which has led to thousands, tens of thousands, ultimately hundreds of thousands, millions of illegal border crossings into this country. Now, take a logical pattern of thought to the issue at the southern border. Now, you can say it doesn't exist. That's just an illogical conclusion. We know who's reached that conclusion. You can't really deal with these people anymore. They don't live in reality. So, you have an invasion at the southern border. Well, what's the logical conclusion? Strengthen the southern border. Well, what's the best way to do it? Build a wall. Okay. Build the wall. They halt construction. But wait. We have a wall in Washington, D.C., surrounding the criminals in Congress, blocking out we the people from being on Capitol grounds, going inside the Capitol building, taking tours. You can't even probably get anywhere close enough to the White House to see it these days. That's what a third world dictatorship looks like. So no wall at the southern border to protect the national security of this country. You know, the Russians are such geniuses, they somehow rig every election that the Democrats want to claim they did when they want to steal it or when they want to create a narrative. But the Russians can't figure out how to sneak over our southern border, though. They couldn't figure that one out if they wanted to come in here and do all these dastardly deeds that the Democrats claim they're up to. Of course, that's just more of the big lie or the big series of lies that the Democrats will tell you. So, wall for the criminals in D.C., no wall for you at the border. We also have now increased military presence in the Middle East, and the Biden administration and the Pentagon now want to send more. So your troops are not stopping the invasion that we have at the southern border. No, instead, they're being used to occupy other foreign lands, foreign soils. So you're not allowed to have a wall to protect your national security. You're not allowed to have a military to protect your national security. But the Biden administration says national security is one of its top issues. But there's no crisis at the southern border. Somebody, maybe somebody will do this. You could do this. I'm certainly not suggesting it. But I'm sure if you wanted to, if you were doing a journalistic stunt, you could probably go down to the south of the border into Mexico. Or, I mean, you could just, I guess, load up a boat off the coast of Florida. I mean, any way you wanted to. You could probably carry hundreds of firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition right across that southern border right now. Right now. Maybe even some homemade explosive devices. Maybe some COVID-covered cloth. Ooh. Oh, maybe you wanted to take some COVID-covered cloth, which is, of course, already coming over here with the illegal immigrants. 10% testing positive for COVID, then being released into the country. And that's just 10% of the ones that volunteer. It's only about half or less that even volunteer to be tested. Oh, but that's not a problem. So, see, national security isn't a problem when it comes to our southern border. And COVID isn't a problem when it comes to our southern border. But for you, you have to be spied on. You have to be tracked and traced. You have to be investigated like a terrorist. You have to be treated like a biological weapon. You, the American citizen. You come in here from Mexico, you could come in here illegally. You could have hundreds of guns, find a way across the border. You could bring in just vials of COVID-positive saliva or whatever the hell else you want. Be no problem at all. Right under Biden's nose. And they'd say it's just not a problem. But if you, the American, want to go out to a restaurant, well, you got to be treated like you're a biological ticking time bomb. Oh, you want to go out to the club? You want to go out to a ball game? You want to send your kids to school? Well, you're potentially a biological weapon. You are carrying biological material, and so therefore, you're going to have to be tested and screened and scanned, and maybe then you can go watch a ball game or go to school. Maybe. Of course, we'll put you behind a plexiglass barrier. We'll put a mask or five over your face. We'll sanitize everything 5,000 times. It's not an insane society at all. Totally normal. Oh, I wonder where this is. Yeah, the good business plan, bucko. Texas restaurant owner creates $50 surcharge for customers asked to wear a mask. So if you don't wear a mask when you go in, they're going to ask you to pay $50. Oh, my gosh. It's a total breakdown of civilization at this point. But here it is. I meant to go to this earlier. I'm sorry. But so they show up wearing Biden shirts. They show up at the southern border wearing Biden shirts. This is not the first interview that we've had on national media where the people coming across the southern border illegally say, no, we did this for Biden. We did this for Biden. Biden, save us. Here is another interview with an illegal immigrant point blank saying, I did this because Biden was president.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had the chance. You know, the same violence that is going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news, and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically.
You know, here's the frustrating thing. We're not dealing with sane people anymore. We're not dealing with rational people anymore on a street societal level, but we're dealing with straight up liars and criminals at a political level. So it doesn't even matter. I mean, we've got border crossings up hundreds, thousands percent since Biden got into the White House. It's a total invasion at the southern border. They're testing positive for COVID and being released. Not that it even matters. I'm not even afraid of that. I don't care. What about the tuberculosis? What about all the other disease? It's not even about that. It's about, do we have a country or not? But so you could sit here and lay out all the facts, say, look, here's the invasion at the southern border. Here's the Biden administration responsible for it. And they just thumb their nose at you. They just don't even care. They just act like it doesn't happen. They don't care. Or they know it's going on, but they're just total jerks. So they just say, no, there's no invasion. Shut up, racist. And then they turn around to their friends like, that's who these people are, man. It's like, what's the guy's name in Billy Madison, who wanted to take over the Madison hotels? Just a little weasel rat. Just lying to everybody. But everybody knows he's lying. He knows he's lying. It just doesn't matter. He's just a weasel. That's who these people are. There's no there's no border crisis. What? There's no problem at the border. They're not being released inside the country with COVID. They know it's happening. They know they wear Biden shirts when they get here. They know they go on national news interviews and say, yeah, we came here for Biden. They just don't care. They're just liars. They're weasels. They're thieves. They're con artists. Jen Psaki gets up there. She says there's a southern... She slips up and says crisis at the southern border. Slips up and says it. Oh. And now they're like, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a crisis, but there was always a crisis. It's Trump's fault. Oh, there it is. It's Trump's fault. I got it. So then whenever they get caught in the unmitigated disasters that they create, like at the southern border, they just blame Trump. They just blame Trump. And then they turn around to their little other weasels and... Congress, and they go,
we said there was no crisis at the southern border.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back here live in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, which is the place to be in Texas right now. It was so crazy over the weekend, you couldn't even get a hotel room. I guess everybody's coming here to party because we don't really do the masks anymore, and the bars are just lit up. And maybe that's part of that, partially because they're also putting the homeless here in hotels too, but you couldn't even get a hotel room this weekend. And the bars and the nightlife was all just elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder. So, you're looking for a good time. But ladies and gentlemen, you know InfoWars is the most banned news network in the world. Certainly by now, you know why. If not, we are next year's news today, but you're not supposed to know next year's news today. See, the New World Order has a plan for you. Well, we have an alternative plan for you. That's for you to empower yourself, for you to live independently, and live your best life. And part of that is not just supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on air, but getting the health supplements that you need to keep you physically fit, keep you at the top of your game. That's the ball game at InfoWarsStore.com with all of our supplements, many of which are on sale right now. Big mega sale happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Top selling supplements like BrainForce Plus are 50% off. Vasobeat Complete, 50% off. Alpha Power, Rostagard, Cavachil, the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash, and so much more on sale, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on those select items, by the way. It's not store-wide, but on those select items, you purchase those items, free shipping with those items. Check out the air filters, check out the water filters, all the emergency supply gear, this whole store there at InfoWarsStore.com, much of which we never even promote or talk about. It just sits on that website waiting for you to discover it. So hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com at some point during the broadcast today, whether it's while I'm on air with you till 6 or when Tom Papert takes over and hosts Sunday Night Live from 6 to 8 p.m. with all of his breaking news coverage and special guests. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. There is radical left-wing violence breaking out all across the United States right now, and it is just that. It is radical left-wing violence. However, I feel bad for the police that have to deal with this, but this is what the left has created, and perhaps it needs to come to its fruition so that people can wake up to see how dangerous left-wing politics are, Democrat Party politics are, and then their street minions are. So let's take a look at some of what is going on. This was in Michigan, East Lansing. Guys, roll the B-roll from clip 11 and then clip 6. Clip 7 and then clip 6. 7 and 6, just roll it back-to-back, and I'll do commentary over it. There's a lot of cursing and everything. But so this is large groups, large contingents of left-wing radicals, Antifa and commies and such, and they're going through neighborhoods now in Michigan and, you know, chanting down with capitalism and all this stuff. And then they run into a gentleman that has a Trump flag on his window and a back the blue sign. And so, you know, that house immediately becomes a target. Some of them are actually on the guy's property. That was probably not a very smart thing to do, but these are not smart people. And so there you go. So now the commies are coming into a neighborhood near you. So just remember that. It wasn't just the McCloskeys. It wasn't just in Washington. It wasn't just in Michigan, folks. It will be coming to a neighborhood near you. These are radical left-wing commies. To their credit, you know, the sun was out, so they normally don't get too violent during the day. But that sun goes down. Boy, watch out. They are burning and looting and raping and pillaging like they were pirates or something. They dress like it, too. So I guess it works out. Then, guys, you can now roll the B-roll of clip 12 and clip 13. This is in England, in Bristol, England. Anti-police demonstrations. They're burning police vehicles to a crisp. They're smashing in the Bristol police station, smashing in the windows, having a bit of an old rye there. And so this is, again, left-wing violence. Now, the same police, though, have been extremely aggressive towards anti-lockdown protesters in England. So it's a bit ironic now that they go out when there's an anti-lockdown demonstration, which is actually peaceful and not aggressive, but they arrest them and they get aggressive with them. But then when the violent mob show up and burn their precincts to the ground and burn cars to a crisp, they seem to want to stand down in those instances. So, yeah, peaceful protesters protesting and demonstrating for freedom, yeah, take them down, take them out. They're the bad guys. But these guys showing up with torches and pitchforks and skateboards and hammers and bats and billy clubs, banging windows, smashing police vehicles, yeah, we're going to stand down and we're going to let that happen. That's a sane society that you're dealing with there. Okay, but it doesn't stop there. My goodness. So you have, let me also hit this headline, though. Stop destroying our kids' lives. Clashes, arrests as thousands protest against COVID lockdown in London. So, yeah, the police showed up and were aggressive with the anti-lockdown protests, made a bunch of arrests, smashed people. But when you show up to burn, see, that's the problem. They should not have showed up as an anti-lockdown protest. They should have showed up as an anti-cop protest, burned their building to the ground, and bashed their police vehicles in. Then they would have been allowed to get away with it. But because it was an actual peaceful demonstration for pro-freedom, they get arrested and they get water cannoned. So, again, maybe I don't feel so bad for those cops in London, but this is the society that the left is creating. So Miami has now declared a state of emergency over spring break crowds. Let's go ahead. First, let's check in on the spring break crowd there in clip 8, guys. All right, so we're on the streets of Miami. Seems as though a fight has broken out. Okay. All right. Okay, so not too abnormal right now. Some activity, nobody really wearing a mask, a couple people maybe. But this is where things are about to take a sideways turn, ladies and gentlemen. No, not this individual running away from these guys that are apprehending him, but a very strange event is about to occur here. Now tell me if you've ever seen anything like this. Watch this now. Watch closely. What? Look at this. No. Pay attention now. Have you ever seen anything quite like that? So I guess we're going to call that an organic flash twerk mob. An organic flash twerk mob busting out in the middle of the streets of Miami. I swear, man. I mean, what motivates a human being to do that? Here's some of more of the crowds. And then, guys, roll clip 11. This is really why you had the curfew take effect, because these crowds were really getting out of hand and they were going into private establishments and businesses and actually attacking people and robbing people. Guys, if you can roll clip 11 before the break, that's the police station. But basically, the spring breakers in Miami are completely out of control. If it was twerking in the street, we'd allow it. But they're going in and they're attacking people in restaurants. It's completely out of control. But this is all left wing. This is all Democrat Party policy. This is all.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms and the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food. That's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot. And 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. We've got until this Saturday. Monday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors and they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this, so it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now and at Fuzzy InfoWars.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Free 7 days a week.
There's some
A big fat ass in the middle of the busiest intersection in town.
I don't clean, but like
with Cardi B talking about her genitalia. This is what I'm talking about. This is how you build civilizations right here. This is how you promote. This is how you promote true renaissance to the next generation of youth right here. We've done it. What would we do without Cardi B? What would we do without twerking? Wow, that's incredible.
But just so you get an idea of why they called the state of emergency in Miami, guys, roll the other clip, clip 11. We kind of cut it short when we went to break last segment. It's just totally out of control. And I'm pretty confident that all these people that were showing you rioting or going into neighborhoods waving Chinese flags and hammer and sickle flags and communist flags, I'm pretty confident none of them voted for Trump. Just going to step on a ledge and just say I don't think any of these people voted for Trump. Take what you will from that, okay? But I'm just going to step out on a limb there and say these don't look like Trump voters to me. But I could be wrong, even though they say Trump supporters are the ones that are, you know, insurrectionists. But we're not the ones that opened the southern border. We're not the ones that want to rewrite voting laws. No, that's not us. So I'm not sure if we just can't play clip 11, but basically the spring break crowds are going into restaurants now and just savagely beating people, just causing fights in the middle of restaurants now. So it's not exactly a good thing there. And so now you have a state of emergency in Miami. But hey, all you got to do is play some Cardi B and bring out the kegs of Pepsi and all will be just fine, okay? So there's no need to worry about this. This is not the breakdown of civilization. No, in fact, I would say it is. And here's some of the other instances that I see here. And let me segue this properly with just a little anecdote here. There we go. Yeah. See, now it makes sense. So it didn't make sense with me talking, but if you put Cardi B behind it, then it works. Go ahead, hit it. Charge, extra large, and it's so hard. Put this cookie right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Yeah. Swipe your nose like a credit card and Cardi B's butt. That's what you want to do. And then all the girls think they're Cardi B out shaking their ass in the middle of Miami. So when I'm talking over this video, it doesn't really work. It's like, dang, this is something messed up. But you play Cardi B. But see, no, I'm serious. You play Cardi B, and then you play that, it actually works. I'm serious. That's because that's the aesthetic. That's the energy. That's the frequency. So, yeah, that's what you get. All right, the anecdote here as I segue, though, to the breakdown of civilization. Arizona Senate to hand count 2.1 million Maricopa County 2020 presidential election ballots. We'll see if anything comes of this. Now, why do I say this? Because you also have Trump who said, oh, I didn't lose to Biden, laughing about how he fell off the stairs, fell down on the stairs, probably smashed his shin bone. Well, the irony actually is that, you had more votes than Biden, but you let them steal it. So I guess, you know, you did lose to him. But I understand what you're saying. We get it. You did actually win, but you lost. They cheated and they won. And it happened when you were president. So we can all laugh about it, but they're destroying our country right now. And here's the breakdown of civilization, though. A congressman from Connecticut, Jim Himes, points out what I've been pointing out for over a year now, how there's basically two different realities right now. And you can pretty much choose what reality you want. And there's a little more gray area, but you understand. Here's some of the breakdowns. So Jim Himes, representative from Connecticut, says this. There's a problem that the American right cherishes ideas that aren't true. That's us. We cherish ideas that aren't true, according to this Democrat congressman. Yeah, us. Tax cuts pay for themselves. Well, actually, every time that you've cut taxes, the federal government has increased tax revenue. That's just a historic fact. Now, I'm not sure what you're saying when you say tax cuts pay for themselves. That doesn't really make sense. But again, when you're talking about Democrat Party policy, they want to raise taxes. So how does that pay for anything? It just pays for their bigger government. Climate change is a hoax. Again, worded wrong. Man-made climate change is a hoax. That's so they're not even honest about their own policy. Masks don't work. Well, your medical god, Fauci, wrote studies in the 90s about how masks didn't stop the spread of disease during a pandemic, but actually increased the spread during the Spanish flu. That was Fauci that wrote that. It was Fauci that went on 60 Minutes and said masks didn't work. And it's just common sense that masks don't stop viruses. But don't leave a good fact to the Democrats to understand. So they say masks don't work is something we don't understand. And then Trump won. Trump won. That's something that we don't understand. Even though Biden didn't win half the counties that Obama won when he got his record-setting votes, Biden only won one of 19 bellwether counties. He was 0-for-4 in the bellwether states. He cheated. So Trump lost, but Biden cheated. But here's my point. There really are two realities right now. And the lines that they're drawn upon have never been bolder and more distinctive. Do you wear a mask or do you don't? Or do you not wear the mask? Do you believe COVID was the deadliest pandemic or not? Do you believe Trump actually won the election or not? Do you believe anything that a Democrat or a liberal on television tells you or not? I mean, these are the distinct lines of reality that have been drawn now. And these are basic things and there's gray areas, but that's where it's at. So that's why every Democrat that you run into loves the mask, two masks, three masks, loves the shutdown, loves it all. They're living in the fake pandemic. That's the reality they chose. You most likely didn't choose that reality. You're tuned into this broadcast. You most likely don't wear the mask. You know the science that the masks don't work. But see, these are the realities. So I can go out in Austin, Texas, and I did, and I went to dinner a couple times this weekend. I don't wear the masks. My friends don't wear the mask. Other people in the restaurant's wearing masks. Nobody asks us to wear a mask. I'm thinking, why are these people wearing a mask? They choose to live in the reality that they're living in the deadliest pandemic of their lives. Doesn't matter that there's a 0% increase in the death. 0% doesn't matter to them. They've chose the reality that's been presented to them by the TV, by the liberals on TV, by the Democrats in politics. And so that's their reality. But, you know, it's even worse than just the two realities because people are really getting out of control. Now, here's kind of a juxtaposition. New Jersey press member John McCall threatens Congressman Jeff Van Drew, former Democrat, switched to Republican because he saw the way the Democrats were going. So these are reporters now leaving death threats to members of Congress, but saying, oh, you committed treason. The penalties for that is death. But then you have a basketball player from Ohio State who lost. It was a big upset for Ohio State to lose. And one of the basketball players was sharing private messages he was getting, just absolutely despicable. And I'm just sitting here thinking, if a game of basketball is that important to you and you're not even playing in it, then I think there's something wrong with you. Meanwhile, Illinois man accused of threatening Trump and other federal officials has been charged and arrested. Damian Grant of Peoria, Illinois, sending threatening letters to the president and others. So again, civilization is breaking down, and when people are telling you the big lie and you believe it, that's the number one.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stick on this trend of society breaking down, and you know, it doesn't have to be this way. We have way too much propaganda, we have way too many political lies, we have way too much fake news on television, way too much inundation of our smartphone and the propaganda's there into our consciousness. And so that's why you have people going crazy over a basketball game loss and sending threatening messages to, you know, teenage athletes. I mean, how despicable. That's why you have women going out into busy intersections of Miami and putting their bare ass in the air as some sort of Cardi B WAP ritual. That's why you have members of the press sending threatening messages to members of Congress. Now, I will say, that's actually kind of more par for the course. Because these political things do tend to get heated, and we are living in some serious times right now in America. But there's so many lies dividing us, whether it's the big lies about the pandemic, the big lies about racism, the big lies about whatever it is that the media is pushing. It's sending civilization into a downward spiral, and we're all witnessing it. But what's sad to me is, and this is really a phenomenon that's taking course, I would say hardcore, I mean really hardcore in the last 2 years, more so maybe even in the last year. And it's that you can't even escape the propaganda anymore, because It used to be, I would say maybe even two, but three, four, 5 years ago, it used to be you could, for the most part, watch a sporting event and not have to deal with the propaganda, whether it was the race baiting, the Democrat Party, the communism, whatever it is. You'd have it, you know, speckled here and there, but it wasn't en masse. Now it's you can't even watch a game, which is too bad, because I was trying to enjoy some of the college basketball tournament this weekend, March Madness. I was trying to enjoy some of it. I couldn't enjoy it. I could not enjoy it. I could not enjoy a single moment of what used to be a great American tradition, a great escape for people to just get out of their real world for a second, get out of their lives for a second, and just have some fun, watch some kids play basketball, the pageantry, the excitement. Can't enjoy it anymore. Can't enjoy it. And I tried multiple times, and every time I would flip the game on, no matter what station that they had it on, like four stations right now, because there's like a bunch of games going on. No matter, every time I flipped it, boom, I got hit with propaganda. Every damn time. Literally every time. Whether it was the race baiting, whether it was the Democrat Party propaganda that, you know, they, oh, the Democrats are fighting for voting rights. That was one I loved to see. The masks everywhere, the COVID BS. And if you're like me and you tried to tune in to the March Madness tournament and you had to flip it off every time because of all the damn propaganda, which is just so sad. So, you know, I'm somebody that came from sports media. I still like watching sports. It's fun. I've now gotten to a point where if I want to escape the political stuff for a moment and I want to watch sports, I have to go watch replays of old games. I'm not even kidding you. I cannot watch any live sports anymore. The NFL ramped it down a little bit this year, but the NBA is just completely out of control. Most of these sports that have no crowds, it's like not fun to watch them now anyway. And so I just can't watch sports anymore. The left has destroyed sports. They have destroyed sports. They've destroyed that part of our culture, and they're coming after all of it, folks. So just like they've destroyed sports, they're going to destroy everything else. All the way down to the high school level, they got them kneeling for the anthem, talking about how racist America is. We're sick of it. We want to play ball. Okay? We want to play ball and drink a cold beverage and have a hot dog and nachos. We're sick of being told how racist and misogynist and how we don't have voting rights in this country and we're wearing masks and so we can't have crowds. We're done with it, man. Oh, but you can't do it. So you're forced to ingest the propaganda no matter where you turn these days. In mainstream media, sports, pop culture, Hollywood, all of it is propaganda 24/7, killing our souls. So here's what was going on. The entire Georgetown basketball team kneels for their national anthem, then proceeds to lose by 23 points. Probably would have lost by 23 points anyway. That's not the story. But again, the kneeling in what other country? Man. And so this was the other propaganda I kept seeing. Voting rights everywhere. Voting rights, voting rights, voting rights. Everybody already has voting rights! That's like, I mean, but see, it's so ridiculous. Everybody can go vote in this country that's of the age and that hasn't committed a felony. You can go vote. Takes a couple steps. Yeah, it sucks. Sucks to go take the steps to the DMV, too. But we're not changing those laws, are we? So it's voting rights during commercials, voting rights during the game, voting rights, voting rights, voting rights. And now Senator Warnock says they're going to cancel the filibuster. The Democrats are going to end the filibuster because they have to pass voting rights no matter what. Now, what are they actually talking about? Again, all Democrats do is lie. So when they're saying something like this, you have to find out, okay, what are they lying about? It's not about voting rights. They want to make it so they can vote illegally. They want to make it so they can rig any election any which way they can. I mean, you take gerrymandering. I think it's Maryland's District 2. There's some district in Maryland. I mean, folks, it's a joke how they've gerrymandered it. Like, there's parts of the district that aren't even touching one another. But see, it's how they rig the rules. And Republicans do it, too. But it's mostly Democrats, you'll see, historically. They rig the rules so they can get the voting results they want. Gerrymandering. Well, now they're just doing it with everything. Yeah, there's your districts in Maryland. Look at that red district. Look at that. I'm sorry, it's just so ridiculous, man. And we put up with it. We put up with it. Yeah, Maryland's third. It's probably the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in your life. But that's a gerrymandering, and Democrats did it. So now they're just gerrymandering with voting rights. So you won't need an ID. You won't need to be a citizen. You can get a mail-in ballot without having an official ID. You can mail 5,000 times via mail-in ballot. And they just want to sign it all into law so that they can rig elections. So that's one of the big propaganda items they're pushing, and I think that's why they want to end the filibuster, because they know Hawley or Cruz or somebody else is going to step in and make sure they don't pass these voting laws to allow cheating in elections to happen routinely and without much resistance. Other political developments, U.S. Secretary of Education cancels $1 billion of student loan debt. Now, it turns out this is for only 72,000 potential borrowers, that this $1 billion of student loan debt is going to be forgiven. And it's very confusing because it seems very open-ended here. But they're basically saying if colleges defrauded you in some way, that you don't have to pay for the federal loans. To which I would say anybody who's received a federal loan would then be eligible for this forgiveness. Now, this is a very complicated thing. Because, and I think, you know, I'm kind of a good example. I've paid a lot of student loan debt off, quite a bit, just shy of six digits. And so there's part of me, you know, selfishly like, well, I had to pay off my debt. Well, why shouldn't the others? But another part of me says, look, the colleges are a ripoff. If anybody should go bankrupt and out of businesses, it should be the universities, not the individuals. So it's a catch-22. You did sign on to the dotted line, but it was obviously unfair business tactics. These kids don't know really what they're getting into. They don't know what $100,000 really is in value when you're 17, 18 years old and you're signing off to these student loans. So it's very underhanded tactics that these universities engage in, and the high schools too. And so it's a big racket. So part of me is like, forgive the student loan debt, let the universities go under. Another part of me is like, hey, you signed the dotted line. There's too many people that have paid off their student loan debt, so it'd be unfair not to. But that's a serious debate. But we're too busy, debating whether masks are good. We're trying to figure out the right size COVID swab to shove up your anus to test for COVID in a ridiculous world. What is going on in Baltimore, by the way? You've had three last mayors have all been engaged in corruption. Now you have Baltimore District Attorney Marilyn Mosby under federal investigation with her husband. Okay? What is going on? And by the way, if the future is female, all of these people in Baltimore were female. The mayors and now this DA, all female. So, future is female. I don't think it has anything to do with their gender. I think it has to do with their Democrat Party is what it is.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.